Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show, and you can call me and we can chat about whatever you'd like to talk about, landscaping, gardening, vegetable gardening, herb gardening, composting. We're going to talk about herbicides and weeds for a wee bit here, so jump on board and start getting lined up here to chat about whatever you'd like to talk about at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by all the Dirt Doctor information things, starting with the website, which is dirtdoctor.com. You can get the free newsletter by simply filling out the form or sending us an email saying that you want it. It goes out to lots of people, over 100,000 people every week and growing, and we're delighted to have you on board there. There's a lot of good information on Facebook. You can check that out. Go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor, and you can, the latest thing is pictures of my recent visit with a bunch of new friends in Oklahoma City. The Myriad Botanical Gardens people put together an event that was terrific, and spoke a couple days there. A lot of interest there in the natural organic approach from a lot of different standpoints, and I took some pictures of their beautiful facility, and you can see them on our Facebook. Check that out. And then the members area is on the website. It's called the Organic Club of America. You can join it. Doesn't cost very much, but has a lot more benefits than just the public side videos. We've always had some kind of seed from my garden available. We've got some more coming up this fall season. And there are some videos there that are only there, and seminars and some various kinds of things. So check it all out. There's a green button on the left-hand side of the homepage, dirtdoctor.com. Click on it, and it'll tell you all about the benefits and how it all works, that sort of thing. Well, let's talk about weeds for just a little bit and herbicides. Fred Walters said, his dad, Charles Walters, actually said it years ago, and I heard him say it in a speech. I think it was in some of his books, too. But he made the comment that weeds attack Americans' psyche. He was right. We have this unhealthy hatred toward weeds, and we end up spending a lot of money on the control or attempted control, and we do a lot of damage to the sites, the soil, the other plants, wildlife, pets, ourselves, by using these toxic chemicals. Some of my friends that are veterinarians who see dogs and cats and various pets come in with all sorts of problems find an incredibly high a percentage of relationships between cancer and other real serious diseases and the use of herbicides. It's not any, you know, thing that anybody's making up. It's not being exaggerated at all. There's a tremendous amount of research and data backing this up, and the vets that have to deal with it on a regular basis can give you a lot of information about it. So, in general, we don't like herbicides. We don't think you have to have a lot of weeds either. There's this thought process that if you don't use what the chemical industry has put out there as its local scientific best science there is to nuke weeds, that you're not doing all you can to control a weedy situation. In most cases, healthy turf is the best weed control there is. Healthy, thick turf that's fertilized with organic fertilizers and sprayed with organic fertilizers and amendments and mowed on a regular basis, and the clippings left on the ground and not being overwatered and not being underwatered, won't have fungal diseases and bacterial diseases and all that. So it doesn't mean that you have to have a sloppy, unkept looking place at all. It's just a matter of how you deal with it. So at this year, at this time of the year, you always hear about the companies and the spokesmen for those companies talking about putting out these pre-emergent herbicides. And if you miss this window, you're gonna be in real trouble. You are just really a bad person. And you buy these things at the big box stores. You walk in and they just, you know, they overwhelm you with all these toxic things to use at this time, and some of the independents do as well. And so you go home and you put them out because you've been told to do it instead of thinking about doing something that makes a little bit more sense. Now, probably I'll start with the fact that there is an organic pre-emergent herbicide, and it gets, of course, bad-mouthed by the chemical people, and it gets bad-mouthed a little bit by the folks that are into organics because it's a little bit inconsistent. Especially in the fall. It's called corn gluten meal, not corn meal, but corn gluten meal. It's the protein fraction of corn meal. It's a byproduct when high fructose corn syrup and corn starch and those kinds of products are made. The protein's kicked out as a byproduct, and it's a good protein source, which means it has a lot of nitrogen in it, and it has a lot of other nutrients as well. So it's a really good organic fertilizer, and it does have pre-emergent herbicidal capabilities, pre-emergent weed control capabilities. It's just that if you don't put it out prior to and fairly close to the germination of the weed seed, it's not going to work very well. If you do get lucky and put it out just before the weed seed germinate, those weed seeds will germinate and start to grow. There will be no roots formed on the germinating seed, and the weeds will die. Don't put it out if you're trying to overseed with some of the things we were talking about, fescues, bluegrasses, ryes, the vetches, the clovers, the various cool season things that we would plant at this time. Don't use corn gluten meal when you plant. You'll shut down the production of it. You really will find that corn gluten meal works beautifully when you use it in bare soil where you've prepared a new bed and you're going to plant new herbs or vegetables or landscape plants. That's the perfect time to put out corn gluten meal as a pre-emergent herbicide if you're doing transplants, you know, and it's a good time to do broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and kale and you know, all those cool season things, beets and radishes and a bunch of things as transplants. But if you plant a seed, you can't put the corn gluten meal out. It'll hurt the germination of your food crops that you're trying to germinate from seed. See what I mean? And the inconsistency really is there with the chemicals also. In fact, some of the pushers of toxic chemical products will tell you that you need to put the material out on this date, and then you need to do it again in a week or 2 weeks, and then you need to do it again. Well, if you do that with corn gluten meal, you're going to have much more success. You're going to have a lot better efficacy. And some of the organic practitioners, some of the organic contractors actually do that. The problem I have with that is it's too costly. And if you put out corn gluten meal two or three times in the fall, you have way over fertilized. That is a lot of organic fertilizer. And you're going to have some issues related to diseases and maybe even insects because you've put out so much nitrogen in an organic form that is going to start to become available, especially in an organic program, that the plants are going to get stressed from getting too much of a good thing. So just what I recommend is putting out one of the blend fertilizers, you know, one of the fertilizers like Green Sense or Maestro Go, just to mention a couple that would have an alfalfa product as a base. Put it out as the fall fertilization. It is time for that last major fertilization of the year. Some people will do two a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. Some people do one a year. Some people do one in the spring only. Some people do one fertilizer application in the fall only. And they all work. And you'd have a pretty good debate talking to people that did it at different times. My suggestion to you is that if you haven't fertilized all year, you got hungry turf and some hungry plants, you need to put some fertilizer out right now, one of those natural organic blends at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. You'll have some indirect weed control from that. Stimulating biological activity helps you with weed control. If you want to use corn gluten meal, fine. Try to make your timing your best guess. The best guess is September the 15th. That doesn't mean that's the only time things are going to be germinating, but that's the best guess we can give you, and you'll have pretty good luck. A little bit more on that, and then we'll go back to the phone lines. They're jam-packed. We'll get to the phones real quickly. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best. But Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard with you. And just one more quick thing about herbicides before we go to phones, I promise. The alternative approach that I recommend that you take, instead of using these highly toxic herbicides that people cavalierly recommend, pre-emergent and post-emergent toxic chemical herbicides that you hear all over the place, ads and people recommending, instead of using those things, consider this approach. The organic fertilizers and creating healthy soil and all, like we were just talking about. And then if you have some broadleaf herbicides or broadleaf weeds and even crabgrass, use the organic selective herbicide that's available out there. It's the only one right now. I think you'll see more in the future, but the only one right now is called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. It used to be called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Killer. You can wet the turf, apply it across the turf for a wide range of weeds. It will kill the weeds right now that are already there and not hurt the turf. The second thing to do is to wait till just keep mowing and, you know, let the mixture be there. If you have different kind of grasses and weeds, keep mowing on a regular basis. Things will look fine. Then between Christmas and New Year's, generally, that's the window, and we'll be talking about it when we get there, you spray the entire lawn with either one of the vinegar herbicide, organic herbicides, our mixture, or one of the commercial products, or one of the fatty acid products, and it will kill the cool season small weeds that are trying to get going in your dormant turf without hurting the dormant turf at all. Bermuda, Zoysia, St. Augustine grass, that sort of thing. But it'll kill out those winter weeds. And I think they're the ones that people are bothered by the most. They grow and get real green and spotty toward the end of the winter and early spring. And they can be eliminated really easily with the organic tools. All righty, back to the phones. Jason in Plano's next up. Hey, Jason.
Good morning, Howard.
What's up?
I've lost large swaths of Asian jasmine bedding in my backyard. We cut it way down back in February. I have large 2x2, 3x3 sections that did not come back. But, you know, right next to it, spots have popped up with growth. Will I have to cut all this dead growth out and replant, or is there a chance it could come back?
Not now. You've had long enough to give it a chance to come back, and what you need to do now is just rake that dead out of there, rough the soil up, prepare it a little bit if it wasn't prepared well in the first place, and put some new plants in and get it started. The only other alternative is pull the dead out, rough it up, throw a light layer of shredded native tree trimmings, like we talked about earlier in the show, as a mulch, and water and fertilize real well, and the Asian jasmine will, next year, next season, spread into those bare areas. But if you want to speed up the process so it looks good pretty early in the season, or it looks good even now, you know, just put some new plants in those bare areas after pulling the dead stubble out of there.
Got it. Okay, I just want to ensure it would not come back.
Yeah, this late, I think you would have already seen something. I don't think if it hadn't shown its new growth by now, will it do that. So go ahead and plant something new.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, you can only wait so long, and plants won't come back if they're completely dead, and it sounded like that was the case. Cody couldn't hold, it says, and want to know about chiggers. The common application for chiggers is a light dusting, and I mean a very light dusting of sulfur, fine-textured sulfur. I'm rather reluctant to recommend any single element because people can overdo it easily and cause a big problem. You know, if you put out too much sulfur, you can do a lot of damage to your plants, and if you put out a whole lot of sulfur, you can sterilize the soil. Nasty stuff if concentrated. When used in a very, very light dusting, it's good for the soil. It's good for beneficial organisms in the soil, but the chiggers don't like it at all. The other thing to do is to spray one of the essential oil products. There's a bunch of them on the market. Look at the label of products that contain clove, rosemary, peppermint, you know, various things like that. And by the way, my tea this morning's got a whole lot of peppermint in it, and it's really good. It's interesting that a food, a herb that is so good and good for you can be used as a good insect control, but it can. And the essential oils, by the way, don't repel insects. They are the, you know, concentrated oils, the essential oils from the herbs, and they kill. They kill the pest. So those are your two routes there. Carol in Flint, Texas, I assume, Texas.
Yep, it is. I had a question about my sweet elm and verbena. They're about 3 years old. I got two of them. And they're right now they're either 10 or 12 feet tall, but they're more like they've got several stems on them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the 3 years old, and at the end of the year, they die right back to the ground. And I also wanted to know if I could keep them, trim them as a shrub if they would kill them. But why are they dying back? I thought you said one time they could grow into like a tree,
Well, they can. Can you hold on so we can chat without being rushed, Carol?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hang on. I'll be back with you in a little bit. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to talk about the beautiful and wonderful smelling plant, almond verbena, and a lot of other things when we come back.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were visiting with Carol about almond verbena, which is one of my favorite perennials. White flowers all summer, attracts pollinators like bumblebees and honeybees very well, and smells terrific. That's one of the reasons it attracts. But it does have a funny little quirk, Carol, and I think everybody experiences it to some degree when it is killed to the ground by a real hard winter. It comes back. It suckers up from the base, but it suckers up from below grade, below ground, and it grows real fast stems as a result, and those will tend to sometimes just kind of fall over and break off. Is that what you've experienced?
Not necessarily. They're not falling over and breaking off. There's just a lot, you know, quite a few of them, and the main ones just shoot right up. Like I said, they're at least 10 feet tall, maybe more.
Yeah. Well, that's typical. That's what it does. You can make it bushier by simply cutting the tips off and making it spread out more, and you can also benefit from doing a little bit of base work, you know, removing soil, because it has created a situation where it makes itself too deep in the ground by coming up from those shoots, you know, from the base that's underground.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought it was a perennial. I mean, it is.
It is.
I didn't expect that it would just die back. Both of them, one of them let in for 3 years, and one of them made it through the winter. And but it didn't grow real well in the spring. And then it took off this year, and it's, again, 10 feet tall. Both of them are.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know. I want to trim them back because I got other shrubs along the front of the house there, but I didn't know if I'd kill them.
No, trim them back won't hurt them a bit. They'll come right back out. You can trim them back as hard as you want to. The only negative, and I wanted everybody to hear it, is sometimes when those new shoots, those new real fast growing shoots come out from, you know, below the ground on the crown, they will be a little bit weak, and sometimes the wind will just blow them over. You can prevent that by pulling some of the soil back, like I mentioned, and also doing some trimming back of the top and make the plant a little bit more bushy.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, but I was afraid to do it.
No problem.
There's one other thing I wanted to tell you. I have a plum tree, a standing plum tree, that just sat there for at least 2 or 3 years doing absolutely nothing. I thought it was dying, and it was. And then when I got after it once, I started digging the dirt out from all around the bottom of it. Pretty soon I had it so it wouldn't even stand up. And I tied it up, and that thing came back the next year. Growing. I mean, even the bark was coming off of it down low.
Well,
I thought it was dead for sure. But anyway, it's all leafed out now, and it's happier than it can be. I mean, I can't believe it.
Did you have any plum production?
I have four.
Okay. Well, next year it should do well. It should develop a better root system over the fall and winter. It should do well for you next year.
Actually, it was the only one of my fruit trees that had anything on it that lasted through that ice.
All right. Well, good.
So I was really amazed at the difference in it when it was just sitting on top of the ground, actually. So anyway, you are so right that you can plant them on top of the ground. They grow better if you put them in too deep.
It's very basically impossible to have a tree too high.
I thought that was, you know, I didn't really believe that you could do that, but now I do because I had one sitting right on top of the ground.
Thanks for the report.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's see what's up with Dana in Glen Rose. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I'm putting in my first raised bed, and I kind of need to know what all to put in there.
Well, what do you want to grow? Herbs, vegetables,
well,
marijuana? What are you trying to grow?
Yeah, it's going to be to grow vegetables.
Okay. What have you decided how you're going to build it and what materials?
Yeah, we've already built it, and it's just ready to add stuff to it now.
Okay. Well, like we've talked a couple of times today, it's perfect time to plant the cool season garden, or at least a lot of a big portion of the cool season garden, the leafy vegetables, spinaches and lettuces and things like that, carrots, radishes. I've just done transplants of broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. You can do Swiss chard, kale, things like that.
Okay.
Just there's a whole bunch of cool season things, beets of various kinds, and if you can get some sugar beets, some seed of them, I recommend trying that. It's a wonderful green to use.
Okay.
Most people don't know much about.
And but, I don't think I made myself clear enough. What kind of soil amendments do I need to put in there?
I didn't understand. I thought you said you had already done that.
I just need to know what's the best stuff to put in there to grow this stuff with.
Well, it's the usual suspects, the same stuff we use all the time, compost, rock powders, and sugar. And the details are on our website and under guides on the homepage. But you want to put in plenty of compost. If you put in some dry humates, that's a good part of that organic addition. In the rock category, you use lava sand, green sand, decomposed granite. Azomite is a wonderful commercial product that we like a lot. I use it and have great results with it. And any other kind of volcanic material, basalt, stuff like that. And then the third category, especially for the first season, the first crop that you grow, sugar is a very important thing to do. Dry molasses and cornmeal are the two that I use the most.
Okay.
And you put them in at about 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and you till all of that or fork all of that stuff together, and you're good to go. Plant away.
Sounds great. Anyway, I had one other comment. You were talking about the how to use the okra that's gotten way past too big to eat normally.
Uh-huh.
I've got a great recipe for a zucchini mock apple pie for huge zucchinis that get way too big to eat, and it tastes just like an apple pie.
Well, I'll be darned. Can you send us a copy of it somehow?
I sure can. Yeah, and my husband said it's the best apple pie he's ever eaten.
Well, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. We'll pass it on to everybody.
I sure will. Thanks, Howard.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Open line, 866-444-3478. In Denison, Texas, it's Brian.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I got a tip for you. You like jalapenos?
Yes, sir.
All the hot peppers?
Uh-huh.
If you clean them how you want, it don't matter. You don't have to wear gloves. I know this may be a little strong, but I put a quarter cup of orange oil into a quart of water, 2 tablespoons of dish soap. Now, I was using that to, like, clean the cabinets and whatever. When I clean the peppers, spray your hands real good. I got a fingernail brush. I clean my fingers, rinse it off, and then follow that up with just straight dish soap, wash and clean. No pepper, no burn. I rub my lips, touch my tongue, everything.
So it's primarily orange oil and a little soap and water, huh?
The orange oil will remove the capsaicin pepper oil.
Mm-hmm.
I did jalapenos, I've done ghost peppers, habaneros. It don't matter, any of them. It goes to the old theory, you know, water, you can't wash oil off with water. So you use soap to cut oil and then use water to remove the soap.
Yep.
I use orange oil to cut the pepper and then soap water to remove the orange oil.
Yeah, the orange oil just kind of neutralizes it. The solvent neutralizes that hot. That's a good tip because a lot of people can't handle, my wife is one of them, can't handle things like habaneros. So that's a good tip.
It actually works. I'm sorry I've been meaning to call you. I've been doing this for over a year.
No, that's a great idea.
If I can call you, it works so fantastic. It will clean your hands up, no problem. You can't even smell peppers on your fingers. When you're done washing, all you can smell, if anything, is maybe a light hint of the orange.
Yeah.
That's I know it's a strong mixture, I guess, a quarter cup for a quarter of water. I just buy the cheap squirt bottles at the store,
mm-hmm.
bottle, mix it that way and use it, but it works. It works so fantastic. It's just unreal.
I like it. I appreciate the tip. Thank you, Brian.
Love the show.
Thank you. Thank you. That's orange oil has got a lot of uses. You got to be careful with it because it's a solvent. You put it on too strongly, it can melt plastic, but it's got a lot of great uses. And Brian's idea there is a good one for getting the burn off your fingers if you handle habaneros or some hot peppers. It can be pretty dangerous for people. If you handled a habanero or one of the other really hot peppers and stuck your fingers near your eyes, you could really damage your eyes. So it's a good tip that he has there. Best thing to do is keep your hands away from your face and other parts of your body as much as you can. Garlic Mike next up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. Neighbors did some remodeling on their yard and tore up a bunch of landscaping and cut branches. And one of the things they did is pull up a big rose bush. There's nothing more than just a knot of root on the bottom. There's no branches out. I don't know that this thing's 6 foot tall, and I doubt it's going to survive if I just stuck it in the ground. But I heard you talking earlier about cutting, I think it was salvia, rooting some cuttings. Would that be possible with this? There's some great, long, straight stalks on it, but is it the right time to be? I've never grown roses before.
It's not the ideal time to do cuttings, just like I was talking with that caller earlier, but you don't have any choice. So take some 8-inch cuttings and leave one set of leaves and, put some saliva on the cuts, plunge the cuttings into some organic potting soil, and you probably will be able to get some rooting. I would do a lot of them because you're probably going to have a fairly small percentage that root, but you don't need a whole lot of them to root, and then once they get going, you'll be fine. You know how some people propagate roses? This is how easy they are to propagate. Now, this works best after the first flowers in the spring and the new growth has hardened off, but it might work in this case too. You take the cutting and you stick it in the soil in a bed outside at an angle, at about a 45-degree angle, and then put a stone like a river rock or, you know, one of these decorative stones for landscaping, or just any rock you have around. A brick would probably work too. Put it over the part that's going in at an angle in the ground. So the rock is actually shading and holding the moisture in the soil on the part that's in the ground. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And in most cases, almost 100% of the time, you will get rooting with that cutting, and that's all you have to do, stick it in the ground, put a rock over it.
Well, can't get much simpler than that now, can
you? Nope.
Thank you, Howard. Appreciate you, buddy.
Give it a shot both ways and let me know how it works for you.
Yeah, we're going to play with this because I've got a lot of material here to work with.
See you soon.
All right, sir. Bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Those of you who do not get our newsletter yet, love for you to get on board. It's free. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form on the homepage. That's the quickest, best way to get the newsletter coming to you right away. And you can check out all the other stuff that we have while you're there. Click on the button over there on the left. It's a green round button that says Organic Club of America, and check out all the benefits there. And also check out Facebook, what's going on there. We got pictures of the recent visit to Oklahoma City and the Myriad Botanical Gardens. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
We all know that humans need probiotics, but your dog needs probiotics too. Some dogs have chronic digestive issues just like humans. Probiotics will aid digestion and help improve overall immune health. Hi, I'm Gail Pruitt, certified nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook. I do nutritional research for both humans and canines, focusing primarily on digestive issues. So whether your dog has chronic digestive issues or just the occasional upset, I recommend that you give your dog a daily probiotic to balance your dog's gut flora. You know, eating right and taking the right supplements are so important for your good health and for your best friends. And the best probiotics I've found is Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. So make sure the nutrients you and your dog eat are providing the maximum benefits. And always share your Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Your dog will love you for it.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, the Dirt Doctor is back with you, and let's go back to the phones. Here's Rochelle in Spring Valley, Arizona. Hello, Rochelle.
Hi. You were saying that the corn gluten meal derives as a byproduct of high fructose corn syrup, correct?
Well, it's a byproduct that's kicked out when they're making various kinds of products from corn meal. It's just a very common side benefit. Well, I don't know if benefit is the right word for it, but it's something that's kicked out during the processing. Yes.
Okay, because high fructose corn syrup comes from genetically modified corn.
Well, yes.
So that it would. So I'm wondering why you would recommend that if it's a byproduct of high fructose corn syrup.
Well, that's a good question. I am very much opposed to genetically modified stuff, Rochelle. The problem is you can't avoid it. All cornmeal and organic cornmeal is not even completely guaranteed to be free of GMOs, because that's the problem with it. It's an uncontrollable kind of thing. So unless you just completely stop using wheat, soy, corn, gluten, corn gluten meal, and all those kind of things, all of that, and then beets, they're trying to make alfalfa GMO. In other words, there's no way you can avoid it is the point. I don't use corn gluten meal myself, but if people want to use a natural pre-emergent herbicide, well, I say I don't use it. I use it as a fertilizer occasionally. The best way to neutralize the GMO part of corn is to have it in an organic system. Have it in with healthy soil and other organic amendments where you're stimulating all this rich biological activity, and that's what neutralizes this genetically modified organism.
Okay, and what would be good for head lice?
Head lice? Nothing's better than vinegar, apple cider vinegar.
Okay, and what would work on your bedding?
On bedding, a couple of things. One is a lot of the people that are in the business, the pest control operators that use organic techniques, They use the essential oils, things like Essentria and other similar kind of products, and they'll also use what's called encasements. They're like great big slips that fit that the mattresses fit inside, and they're sealed up real well, and it keeps the problem insects, mites, and various bed bugs and various kinds of things sealed up inside the mattress. But the spray products to use are the ones that are called essential oils.
Okay, what kind of essential oils are we talking about?
Well, like I mentioned, a product named Essentria is one of the common ones that the pest control industry would have, but they have other ones as well. You just need to talk to the retail store or to the contractor you're talking to and tell them that essential oil is the way you want to go. Which ones do you use? And they probably have several brand names they work with.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate the call. GMO is a tough question, really, because it's out there. It's a big problem, and it's impossible to avoid, thanks to our government. Let's see who's next. I guess it would be Joe in Philadelphia. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Hi, Howard.
How you doing?
Pretty good. A few weeks ago, you told a caller about something he could get off the shelf for his dogs for arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't catch what the product was because I wasn't listening that close.
Well, there's a couple of things that you can do, Joe. Some of the products from the Victor dog food people that I recommend, they have glucosamine and chondroitin in some of their blends, and that's what we give our dogs on a daily basis. I've got two. One of the products comes in a capsule form, and you can buy it anywhere out there. It comes in great big capsules, and I give a little Tater a little fourth of a piece, and I give Carmen about three of the big pieces on a daily basis. There's another product line. I forget the brand name of it, but the glucosamine products come in little, it looks like a little kind of chocolate cube kind of things. And they're real chewy and tasty. My dogs love both of them. In fact, they look forward to getting finished with their Victor dog food to get, they consider the glucosamine chondroitin amendments to be a treat, you know, and they really look forward to having some every day. So that, does that answer your question?
Yeah, and the Victor dog food, can I get that in like PetSmart or a place like that?
Can't get it in PetSmart. Go to their website. It's victordogfood.com, and you'll be able to go to a place on the website. They'll tell you where to get it. And if not, let us know, and we'll try to help the company get the dog food in the stores where you are so you can get it, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Those of you on hold, hang on. I'll help you before I leave. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I've enjoyed being with you. A lot of good questions today and some good tips and everything else. Go to DirtDoctor.com during the week to get your questions answered. Facebook will help you, too. Whatever you do, enjoy your gardens. Hope you're having nice weather. And don't forget to feed and water the birds. See you next time.